Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for The Performance Difference. The Performance Difference, featuring leading executives and HR professionals, focusing on recruiting, retaining, and improving employees. Now here's your host, Lori Genevieve.
Well, welcome everyone and happy Monday to this chilly Monday morning in Atlanta here. And today I'm very excited because today we're going to talk about finding your passion and bringing it into work, and not only finding passion with employees, but also getting started with kids and getting them thinking that way as well. And today I am pleased to have Ainsley Colby, CEO of Giving Point. Welcome, Ainsley.
Thank you.
And how was your weekend?
It was great. We were in the mountains. It was perfect.
Oh, yes. Especially where the color's very good.
It was beautiful. Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I know, as I mentioned, you're CEO of Giving Point, mm-hmm. but talk about a little bit, though, your work before Giving Point and what you did.
Sure. I spent about 9 years in Washington, D.C., and worked in the political world, political outreach for the Clinton administration, and was getting my MBA at nighttime at George Washington University. And once I completed that, I got a job offer to do community strategy for Delta.
Oh, wow.
And I found a true passion for giving back to the community, getting employees engaged in giving back, and really finding what they care about, what they're interested in.
Yeah. And how, because I know you did that with your work, is like, mm-hmm. how do you build passion, or how do you help employees find passion?
Well, what we would do is we would go to different groups, for instance, the women's group, and we would find out and basically do focus groups with women on what issues they cared about. Was it breast cancer awareness? Was it children's issues? And based on the feedback we got, we created volunteer projects and partnered with nonprofits that focused on those issues.
Oh, that's great. And how, now one thing that you and I talked about when we talked mm-hmm. the other day is finding it on the outside, but then bringing it into the work. How does that work out?
Well, what we have always believed that you should live your passion. And when you know your passion, then it sparks something inside you that, you know, keeps you going every day. So we would go to nonprofits and offer for them, our employees, to do volunteer work. And when we would get there, we would make sure that the employees were very skills driven. We would find out their unique skills, what they wanted to learn, what they wanted to do, what they wanted to help the community with. So, for instance, when we partnered with a homeless shelter, does an employee want to feed the homeless? Do they like to cook? Do they want to go out and talk to the homeless in parks? Do they want to build relationships and learn how to just go up to someone and say hello? Do they want to get in their comfort zone of escorting them back to a homeless shelter and getting them food? So we would talk to the employees to find out what they wanted to learn and what they really cared about.
Oh, that's great. And what effects did this have on employee engagement at the company?
You know what's great? Once I left Delta Airlines, I went to a company called Choice Point, which was run by a gentleman named Derek Smith, who I work for now. And I was attracted to Choice Point because they had a true belief that you had to live your passion, and they had a culture of employee engagement. And I thought it was very interesting that with Choice Point, it's a technology company, mm-hmm. but they found a way to use technology to help children. And they had a technology where they could identify where a child may have been lost and then send out alerts, almost like Amber Alerts back, you know, 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And to fire stations and police stations. And through Choice Point's technology, we found over 100 kids. So once the employees knew that they worked for a company that was finding children, they felt better about where they worked. And we would consistently give our employees the feedback and the impact that we were making, so that if an employee was at a party or with a neighbor, they could say, I work for a company that finds children. I may be a database entry, but it all helps.
And did that also, I'm thinking that your turnover was low too because of that.
Yes, it was great. I ended up working as the vice president of culture because the culture of the company was so important to the chairman. He had someone reporting directly to him to make sure that employees were happy, they were engaged, they had opportunities to give back, they knew the great impact we were making. You know, our technology helped find one of the DC snipers several years
ago. Oh, really?
Sure did.
Oh,
and we had the technology that found sex offenders trying to get into nonprofits with young kids. So my job was to make sure employees felt good about where they worked and they were passionate about what they did and just loved being at the company.
Is it, I'm thinking of any listeners that have smaller companies and such, mm-hmm. in building the culture, how does one start, you know, building that for their business?
That's a great question. So when ChoicePoint was started, Derek Smith went to the employees and asked them what they wanted and what they cared about, and he wanted to make sure that there was no hindrance to talking about your feedback. So he started a talk with Derek, which was an email that you or a website on our intranet where you could post your feedback. And he encouraged employees to post any question they wanted. He would always answer them. He would honestly answer them. So the employees loved the fact that they had a direct line
to
the chairman, to the CEO, right, yeah. if they wanted it. And the great news is they used it. The other thing that the chairman did was he said, you know, let's make it simple that employees really understand what I'm talking about. And they came up with an acronym for the culture called FOCUS. And with the F for FOCUS stands for fun. He mm-hmm. really wanted people to have fun at their work. He felt like if they weren't happy, if they weren't passionate about what they did, then he would try to help them go somewhere else. He just really wanted people to be happy where they worked and have fun. The O for FOCUS was around open-mindedness. He wanted to be sure that we had a very inclusive culture, one that was open-minded, that different people from different areas of the world could come in and feel happy and feel comfortable. The C for FOCUS was around commitment, and that was all about customer service. It was a commitment. We always say, if you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. And don't mm-hmm. overpromise and underdeliver. So we always focused on working with customer service around commitment, which was, you know, very, very good for the employees to feel like they could really do what they say they were going to do.
Yeah.
The U for FOCUS was unselfish. And that is a big part of what I focused on my yeah. job was making sure that employees understood that they were part of a culture that cared, a part of a culture that encouraged giving back. They had days off. You could take a day off to go give back.
Mm-hmm.
They had matching gifts programs. And it was an environment where we encouraged every field office. We had different field offices around the country, about 15 major ones. And we encouraged every manager to ask their employees to get involved and find something they cared about in the community.
That's great. And I mean, I think that's rare that you find that in companies, especially to put it out there to be unselfish as a big part. I think that's awesome.
Right. And what's interesting is that the more we went around the company talking about these issues, the more people came up to me and said, thank you, this is great, this is why I work here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was simply, you know, wonderful to do that.
Well, and I'm sure you had much more productive employees as well because of that.
Yeah, you know, we would consistently work on feedback and surveys for employees, which was great. We did an annual survey every year mm-hmm. to get feedback on what they wanted, what they could do better. And we took that feedback and put it into place. One of the major things that the chairman said was, don't ever do a survey if you're not ready to make changes. So if you're going to ask people to give back, then you really, really need to be able to stand up for what you say you're going to do and make the changes.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the S, what is the S in FOCUS?
Oh, well, the S was all about expectations, basically superior service and always exceed expectations. Really focus everything you can on exceeding expectations, superior service, and commitment to the company.
And I know, obviously, because of you've had that such good engagement, such the bottom line, I mean, it greatly affected that. So
it did. You know, the chairman, ChoicePoint, started out, it spun off from Equifax
mm-hmm.
About 12 years ago. And when it was spun off, Derek Smith took a group of executives that he thought would help. And at that time, the company was on a run rate to lose about $40 million. And they were basically asked to spin the company off and sell it. Well, Derek and his smart executives got together and said, this is a special place and we can do something about it. Let's turn around and make some money and do this right. Mm-hmm. So the chairman started on a roadshow. And one of the things he said was, I'm giving you all a ticket. And it's a ticket for a journey. And you're on the Choice Point train. And this ticket is me telling you, I want you on this train. But if you don't want to be on it, and we don't know where we're going, but if you don't want to be on it, that's okay. I'll help you find another job. But this is my commitment to you. And the employees loved it. And some people did end up leaving because they were scared and they wanted to go find something else, which is great. But right. The people who did get on it felt like, this is me saying I'm committed. And they did it. And what's great is that the intranet at the company was called The Train. And it was all about get on the journey. We don't know where we're going. Do your best and something good will happen.
Wow, that's great. So it there's several components of it, doing the survey, the marketing mm-hmm. and components, but also walking the talk. Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to do this, you got to follow through on it
right.
and show. Because I've seen, you know, companies in the past, they try something and then the commitment's not there. And it just, you know, then it becomes okay, what's going to be the big focus this year, you know, mm-hmm. and it's going to change next year and all that. So what a tremendous thing. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about, you know, you went from there to Giving Point. Tell mm-hmm. us about Giving Point and why you're part of it and help create it and such.
Sure. The good news is that Choice Point did well after it spun off. And 10 years after it spun off, when it was predicted to lose money and get sold, the company ended up doing very, very well. And Reed Elsevier, LexisNexis, bought Choice Point, which was great. We were very happy. And luckily, the company made a lot of wealthy stakeholders and shareholders and employees. So, you know, they felt really good about that you know, selling the company then. Mm-hmm. And since I worked for the chairman at the time, he said, again, Ansley, I don't know where we're going. I don't know what I'm going to do. But he took a portion of the funds that he made from the sale and started a nonprofit. And I followed him there. We didn't know what we were doing. But one of the things that he asked was, he said, you know, I made my money, I made some wealth using technology. I would like to use technology for good, and I want to give back. So let's find a way to take what we did at Choice Point, but really start at a younger age and build a platform where students can find their passion and live their passion and have a site where kids can learn about different issues, and then let's reward them for giving back. A large part of our culture was around rewarding employees for their hard work. And the chairman would write handwritten notes. He would do all kinds of different awards and recognition programs. And he said, at this new nonprofit, let's make sure we have reward programs to really support these kids and make them feel good about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So that's when we launched Giving Point. And Giving Point is a website, mygivingpoint.org, that helps students, basically ages about 12 to 21, find their passion. We have a Find Your Passion quiz.
Wow.
And, and anyone can take it. It's a fun way for students to start thinking about what they care about, or at least start prioritizing. You know, do you care about animals more than the environment? Think about it. And if you care more about the environment, great. Then do you care more about water preservation, conservation, different issues around environment? Mm. And at the end of the decision tree quiz, it basically matches you with 15 nonprofits in your area that you can go to.
Oh, wow.
And yes, it's great. And we've had over 2,000 kids take the quiz.
Wow.
It is, in only a few years, which is, I'm real proud of that. But then we realized that students who do find their passion and figure out what sparks their interest, they wanted to learn more. And we created what we call our cause section on Giving Point, where kids can learn about specific issues. We have over 30 education modules for students, from clean air to diversity to voting to privacy and security on the internet. And the kids can take the quizzes, and they earn 10 points for completing the quiz and passing the quiz.
Because we like games.
We like games. You know, it is about the gaming and the leveling. We have levels on Giving Points. So we took the frequent flyer program, which was wonderful at Delta.
Right.
And we transferred it into a frequent giver program.
Nice.
On Giving Point. So mm-hmm. kids earn points for everything they do, from taking a quiz to volunteering in the community to blogging about their experiences. We're all about, you know, reflect on what you learn. From posting videos, inspirational videos and photos, from getting a nonprofit to join Giving Point. And for every 500 points they earn, they actually get to write a grant to give out money.
Wow. So the kids themselves mm-hmm. learn how the grant writing process. Mm-hmm.
They do. We ask five questions of what is your passion? Where would you want this funding to go? Why do you support this project? What is the benefit? What are your goals? So we ask basic questions of if you have this money to give, where do you want it to go? And students can apply for up to $1,000 a year okay. at four different grant writing abilities.
Yeah. And the funds come through Giving Point, though,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. I raise the funding. Derek Smith, through his family foundation, mm-hmm. Pays for all the administrative costs, all the technology costs, so that every dollar that I raise goes to the students.
Oh, that's great. And so the students, talk about a little bit about the skills that you and I were talking about the other day. Mm-hmm. Like what you're teaching them, entrepreneurial skills,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. What we learned at Choice Point was that students want to learn more, and sometimes they don't have a lot of time. And so we instituted a lot of online digital learning through Choice Point. And so we found that as we're developing students and they're working on these projects, it's important for students to understand their skills and build the skills that they don't have. And one of the things we realized, students would find that they love a Boy Scout, for instance, loved a church that he worked out, for instance, and okay. he wanted to build a bridge across the street of a school that needed a bridge to go to playground, whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
And we realized that students don't know how to raise money. They don't know how to be resourceful around calling a nonprofit and asking what things cost, how long it'll take, how many volunteers do I need. So we instituted a project site on Giving Point where students can post a project, and we ask them questions when they post the project of what is the budget? What exactly do you want to do? How many volunteers do you think you'll need? What nonprofit are you partnering with? And really teaching kids, once you have an idea, we're going to help you bring it to life.
I'm curious, when you first started doing that, what were sort of the kids' responses when they were asked these types of questions?
You know, they it varies. You know, we had some students who didn't really want to write online. They had never been asked to blog about their experiences. They'd never been asked to express themselves and share their voice on the internet. And we actually had to go and do some trainings around blogging, and how do you blog, and what is a blog, and how can it be a source for you to find your voice? Other kids loved it. We had one student who was able to raise $850 in a couple of months. She was a Lauren Steves from the YMCA. So we had a spectrum of students with capabilities.
Oh, that's great. One thing we talked about also is that the entrepreneurial skills, mm-hmm. a lot of it, teaching them communication and relationship building. Because with the environment now, our kids are so technology
yes.
oriented. So talk a little bit about
sure.
more how you get that into them.
Sure. One of the things that we've seen and what the chairman, Derek Smith, saw was that technology really can be all consuming if you let it. Mm-hmm. And with the gaming and the leveling, it can really be isolating, that you are so addicted to gaming and games. And so as we developed Giving Point, we wanted to be sure that kids use the site for good and to use the site to learn how to give back in the community. And so it's a site that actually gives you points and recognition for going out and meeting someone at a nonprofit, meeting a nonprofit leader. We actually have coaching on how to write a project. And
oh,
one of
really?
The first things we say is just call a nonprofit and ask for the executive director or ask for the volunteer leader. Make that first step. If you care about an issue, just take a step. And the first thing you do is call them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually put some, you know, tips on writing good project, tips on writing blogs, tips on how to bring your ideas to life. Because students just didn't know how to take that step.
Oh, wow. And what results are you seeing from the kids and also in helping out the
right.
community and
it
such?
It has been phenomenal. We launched Giving Point, celebrated our 3-year birthday in July 2012. We now have over 6,000 students. We now have students in college. We started with high school, and we found that college students wanted to get involved. And we have over 350 nonprofit partners. Nonprofits can actually use our site to post projects and recruit volunteers. And we have about 190 online donors who have donated to the projects from the students. So through the grants that the students have actually written themselves to the online donations, the kids have given out about $50,000 to the community.
Wow.
It is great. It is wonderful. Kids can actually use our site to raise money for mission trips overseas. They can raise money for their schools. We actually are working with a at-risk school in South Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the students in the Atlanta public school system have to have 75 hours of service to graduate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And some of the kids have no transportation. And these are kids who really are not engaged at all in the school or the community. And so we actually have seen these kids who were not engaged at all create their own nonprofits. We had a teen mother who actually started a nonprofit for other teens for clothing.
And oh, wow.
So these kids are doing wonderful things. It's from all spectrums. We offer scholarships. You know, one of the things that we've learned through Giving Point, you know, working with the employees, is that consistent recognition and consistent support for people is really important. And so we consistently work on our students, no matter what level they are. We have students who are going to be part of our fellowship program that get internships. They get to go to executive visits. We have leadership training, entrepreneurial training. And then we have students who just started out logging their volunteer hours for the Atlanta Public School System just so they could graduate.
Right. And all this training that they get, is there a cost for them or is it?
No. Everything is free for the students and the nonprofits. We raise funding through event marketing. We raise money through generous donors, foundations, individuals. We do a lot of place-based work. For instance, we went into the Carver area and really transformed a school to create a garden and a grab-and-go garden for the students to have food, fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. And we've just started a project in the Vine City area as well as the Edgewood community. So we raise funds from people who believe that students, if they're given the resources, can really make a difference.
And what are you seeing in the kids? I mean, I can imagine their self-esteem goes up and that they're finding maybe a lifelong passion.
They really have. We have so many students, and we have some videos on our site where they've said, without finding my passion, I wouldn't be here today. We had one student who was a gentleman who was almost homeless, and his mother had died. And what was so sad is his home was actually broken into while his mother was in the hospital suffering from cancer. And he went and started volunteering for Habitat for Humanity. And he started raising money for Habitat for Humanity through Giving Point. He started logging his hours. He started doing great servant leadership. He would be a volunteer leader at all our projects. He ended up writing a grant to Giving Point to fund more homes. And he applied for a Gates Millennium Scholarship and got a scholarship, a full-ride scholarship to University of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
He is still volunteering with us. He does videos for us. And he's sort of the role model of, you know, a student who was afraid of being homeless, turned that around into a strength.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, we're talking at the beginning about mm-hmm. employees and culture and finding their passion. Is there a way, like if we have a company listening, that they could get involved with Giving Point?
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Giving Point's free to anyone and everyone. We're actually working on a technology platform to work on funds so that we can launch a corporate program so that employees of corporations can log their hours and get their hours verified and earn points to then be able to give out money to projects that they care about. So right now it's students, 12 to 21. But any student can log their hours. They do an email verification system. The students create a civic transcript. Basically, what happens is as students enter everything they do, we compile all the information and turn it into a civic transcript that they can download or share for their college applications or job applications. And we're looking for we're doing some fundraising around a new technology platform that will help college students create their civic resume.
Oh, what's it now? What's a civic resume?
It is. It's all of their giving. It's all of everything they've done in the community with the civic transcript for students, high school students. It's how many hours that they donated. It's what outcomes were part of their volunteer service. We actually worked with Georgia Tech when we created the civic transcript. And one of the things that they mentioned was today a lot of students and employees say they volunteer. And they go to do walks, and they participate in different clubs. And what leaders are looking for, not just participating and showing up, but really growing into a leader and making a commitment so that you understand your impact. So as part of the civic transcript, we ask students, what was the outcome of your service? What were your achievements? And it puts their leadership project leader. And at the bottom, it says all of these donations and contributions are verified by Giving Point. And if you have any questions, you can call me. I've had several people call me.
Oh, wow.
Job references for people. And it's just, it's a document that really shows what you've done. We realize that what we see in schools today is that there is so much support around athletics. And there's so much support around music programs. And
definitely.
Yeah. So what we found was that, through these programs, there are always recognition and ways to showcase what you do. And what was missing was something to showcase community service. So we actually worked with some schools and created what we call a Honors Service Corps program. And it's similar to as students make great grades and they become members of the National Honor Society.
Mm-hmm.
We have a program where we have a honors cord for the giving. It's called the Giving Point Honor Service Cord.
Oh, wow.
And different schools participate so that if students earn a threshold, they get to wear an honor cord at graduation.
Mm, nice.
So we're really trying to be resourceful and think outside the box about showcasing the importance of giving back.
Are you civic resume, I always, remember when, growing up, I had on my resume, oh, I did these activities, and I have younger boys now, but are you finding companies are looking more and more for that? Does it really play a good competitive advantage?
Mm-hmm. What we're seeing, and this is what I saw at Delta and at Choice Point, was that someone may be a manager of data entry. But they are a true leader in the community. So when you see that someone is committed and learning skills outside the workplace, it just shows that they have a little bit more, a little bit more ambition, a little bit more driven around a purpose. And we look for that. We've looked for that at Delta as well as at Choice Point.
So for a company, it would behoove them to start looking more and more when you're trying to compare people. Not only the skills can they do the job, but do they also do things outside that help build those skills as well? So we're talking about mm-hmm. taking what your passions outside and bringing them into work.
Right. You may not have, we always say, you may not have leadership opportunities at work. You may not have leadership opportunities at school, but you always can find leadership opportunities in the community.
I think that's great because, a lot of times, when you go into a company, you're like, I want to be a manager. I want to be mm-hmm. a manager. Well, a lot of people want to be a manager, but there's only so many spots. And I think a lot of times people leave it up to their company and almost sort of blame mm-hmm. their company. This is why I'm not getting this. But like you said, it just doesn't have to be work. You can help out and such.
Right.
One of the things I meant to ask earlier, so we were talking about the importance of recognition, mm-hmm. not only for the students, but also with the employees mm-hmm. in recognition programs. How key do you see that being in a company, and what are ways you think are easy ways to just recognize employees?
I would say that recognition and reward programs at any company is critical. It's absolutely critical. And people need recognition in different ways. Different generations want different things. So what we worked with both at Delta and at Choice Point was finding out what motivated people. Some of the older generations want a handwritten note. They're used to handwritten notes. If someone can take the time to write a handwritten note that takes about 5 minutes and send it to me, that means a whole lot. There are employees who want that plaque Mm-hmm. And they want to be able to stand up in front of their colleagues and be recognized for what they did in front of their colleagues. And then there's some employees who just want to be get a ticket to a baseball game. Or what we did at Choice Point was any extra tickets that we had from our marketing department for sales, they would give them to our chairman. And then our chairman would say, please give these to some employees who've really worked hard. And it made a difference. Our engagement was wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And like you said, that's easy, you know, something you may have out there already mm-hmm. and not thinking about. How you mentioned finding out what the employees, the type of recognition, is there research out there that sort of talks about mm-hmm. each generation? Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about mm-hmm. maybe what each generation would like?
Sure. Some of the older generations, as I mentioned, really want the face-to-face recognition and a handwritten note, taking the time to personally say thank you is really important.
And which generations are typically would like that kind of recognition?
Probably, I would say about 45 and older, 50 and older, want that. Call them into your office, mm-hmm. say it to their face, and that's all they need. There are other employees, more of the middle-aged, I would say the X generation, that really care about wanting it to be recognized in front of other people. And it's not that they need that, I guess, boost in their self-esteem, but it's that that's more what they're used to. I mean, today's kids are really used to technology. And
yes.
So I would say that the X generation kids, I should not say kids. I'm used to my students on Giving Point. I call them my kids. For employees and for our volunteers, it's events. So, for instance, we would ask a principal and we would ask a manager, what do your people want? Is it a visit from the chairman or is it just a message, a letter that you can read out loud and recognize people, you know, out loud?
Right.
And then you have sort of the Y generation that we're working with. And they're on technology. They know technology. And so it's all about getting a text from the chairman. Hey, heard you did a great job.
Oh, wow.
They want an email message out to everyone on the management team.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, I just want to recognize John today for a great sales tip he just got or whatever it is. With Giving Point, we're actually trying to work with some athletes to see if athletes can send some text to kids. I mean, these kids, they may not have internet at home, but they all have phones and they're texting. And so we're working with some professional players to ask if we can send weekly texts to some of our top volunteers.
Oh, that's great.
And we have a featured Giving Pointer on our site. Every week we have a new student who we highlight. They're on our big highlighted feature page. We have a featured project. So every project, we look through our projects. We have about 400 right now that need funding. And for every project, we find something great and we do a featured project. We also do newsletters. A lot of this generation, they are reading newsletters, and so, but we have to make it interesting and compelling for them to read.
Yes.
So, right. So we put all of our surprise recognition, we call it, we have what we call a weekly rave.
Oh, okay.
Where we have, and it's a weekly rave about Giving Point. And it's for my team, we're very small, we have about 4 people total. But I want them to know when I'm out in the community what people are saying about Giving Point.
Right.
So we have a weekly rave where we send out to our board and to our members about what someone said about Giving Point. We're a nonprofit. We don't make a whole lot of money, but we, you know, it's great to know you're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just encourage consistent programs that in very unique and different ways, depending on what people want, to just recognize the great workers that you have.
And you mentioned on your site, the test to see, find your mm-hmm. passion. You said anyone could go on. I mm-hmm. mean, so like me, if I'm like, you know, I want to do something mm-hmm. else, I want to figure out this, I could go on and take it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anyone can take it. And it's just a fun little tree of it asks you where you're from, what zip code, so we can match you with a nonprofit in your area. And then it just asks you to think about what issues you care about most. And then once you pick a certain area, it asks you certain questions based on that particular cause. And the kids get 15, they get 10 points for taking the quiz, and then we ask them to go learn more through our cause section.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We're about out of time here. Is there anything, can you give us a website again?
Sure.
Is there anything
important? Love it. It's mygivingpoint.org, and we would love fans. One of the things that we're learning is that social networking is key.
Yes.
And what we're learning as well is that you can have thousands of fans, but what does that do?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking for is influencers. So we'd love to get fans on Facebook, and from there, find other people who care about youth development. Find the influencers, the bloggers, the principals, the teachers, who is out there talking about the importance of giving back
mm-hmm.
and finding your passion and helping students, really empower them to make a difference.
Right.
And we really want to meet these influencers and get them to help us spread the message and grow the movement.
Exactly. Well, I told you, I'm just pleased that I got to meet you, and here
Thank
we're going to try to get your Derek out here as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. He was sorry he couldn't be here, and he's promised he really wants to come and join you on your show.
That's great. But yeah, I'm definitely going to get my kids school, because I think, you know, the whole giving back aspect is a great opportunity.
Great, thank you.
Well, thank you again for your time. This has been
great. Thank
wonderful.
You.
And thank you, everyone, as always, that we will have this posted on the website as well, so you can play it back and share with everyone. Thank you.
Today's show has been brought to you by The Performance Difference, dedicated to helping you achieve your business goals through employee growth. To learn more, please visit theperformancedifference.com.